I was just wondering when you were coming home. Not for another hour? All right then, sure, I'll pass it on to him. I hope you're staying safe out there, Mom. Remember, stay 2 meters away from everyone and use that hand gel I gave you. I know, but it's because I care for you. All right, I'll talk to you soon when you're home. Oh, wait. And one more thing. He's asking for some beer if you can get some for him. Okay, great. Love you. Bye. Yeah, that was just my mom on the phone there. I passed on the message to get you some beer. Don't worry, I didn't forget. Yeah, she said she's going to be another hour or so you have to wait a little bit more longer until she makes you some dinner. She didn't tell me on the phone what she was making, but an hour isn't so long. I'm sure you'll be able to cope. Now, I'm going to see you later as well because... I am allowed to go out. What do you mean? Yeah, well, I know. We have to stay at home. I'm not stupid. I've seen the news. I know this. However, that doesn't take away the fact that we are still allowed to go on walks for exercise. I'm pretty sure I've put on so much more weight already. Look how thick my thighs are getting, honestly. Come on, I'm only going to the park nearby, and I can stay far away from everyone else. I really need to have exercise before I turn into a literal potato. What do you mean I can't go out like this? I'm planning to do some jogging as well since I read that it was a good way to burn fat. I need to wear this vest and shorts because it's kinda hot and I'm going to get really sweaty out there if I'm jogging, obviously. Excuse me? I don't think you have noticed, but you aren't my real father. Since when did you get to decide what I can and can't wear? You're making this so awkward. No, I'm not lying. I'm not meeting up with anyone else. Oh, just because I'm wearing makeup and dressed like this, that means I'm meeting up with someone? No. I already explained why I'm wearing this. And I'm wearing makeup because I've been so bored being at home, I was going to experiment on my face with makeup. Whatever. Now stop trying to act like Father of the Year when you aren't even my real father. Oh, so now you're gonna ground me for being rude? Are you kidding me? I'm fucking 19 years old. I can do what I want and I don't need permission from some ass who isn't even my real father. Threatening to tell my mom now? Wow, how original. And now tell her that you're depriving me of my exercise. I'm not looking like a slut. This is disgusting, you know. I should start recording what you're really like when mom isn't home. What a real ass you are. Well, mom doesn't care what I dress or look like. You're actually obsessed with me. Go on then. Go tell her when she's back. Go to explain to her that you grounded me because you decided how I dress. Come on, give me a break. Please let me go out. I'm begging. Please, I promise I'm only going out for a jog. Why do you have to be so obsessed and strict with me? What is it you want, What is it? Tell me. Please, I just... All I want is some exercise, that's all. I'm putting... on lots of weight and I'm feeling less attractive because of it, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just overcompensating for it. Look, I know you're looking out for me and care, but I'm an adult and I can take care of myself. I've known my mom way longer than you and I know what she's like. She really won't care about how I'm dressed and that I want to just get some exercise, all right? I think the real problem lies within yourself. I know you are stressed because of your job and how you've been laid off because of this virus, and money is a hot topic. But you don't need to take it out on me. just because my mom has been mad with you lately because of the money problem, it doesn't mean I'm going to be the same as her. Look, come and sit down. You can talk to me about this. I feel so bad for you, but you'll get through this. I know it's because of the stress, but it doesn't mean you can't let me out. You and my mom have been arguing a lot too? Yeah, don't need to tell me that again. I've heard a lot of it. You guys are pretty loud. But again, I'm here for you. I know how frustrating it is and how my mom can be annoying. You can't help that you got laid off from your job, and my mom should feel lucky she still has one. Come here for a hug. There we go. Okay. It will get better, I promise. I know this is cliche, but she won't be like this with you forever. Oh, I'm sad to hear that's the first hug you've had in a while. My mom can be pretty brutal when she's in a mood, but it's only temporary, I promise. Even I've experienced all this stuff with her before. You miss it all, don't you? You miss my touch, not my mother's touch, you miss her. Yes, I know. And did you miss that? You really did miss this, didn't you? And I know since you're so frustrated right now. I know it's been a while since you came. Isn't that right, Daddy? Oh, I see that. I see your big bulge is just ready to burst through your jeans. Do you mind if I take a look at it? That nodding means yes, I hope. I can't resist. Let's get that underwear off of yours, shall we? Oh my god, you're so big it slapped my face. Oh, holy shit. Well, what a lucky lady my mom is. I don't know how she can treat you like this right now when she has a husband like you, honestly. I've always wanted this moment. You're so hot. And I've just been envying my mother so much about how you would want her and not me. Now I'm going to give you the nicest suck you have ever had. It's going to be way better than anyone else has. Okay, Daddy? Okay. Your pre-cum's so tasty, Daddy. You have so much for me. I hear you're enjoying that. So sloppy. Oh, you're so big. You can nut in my mouth. I want to taste it all. Well, that was a big load. It really has been a while since you've done something like that, right? Oh, all over my mouth. Oh my. I would love to return the favor after that. It was a lot of hard work for me. My mouth is really sore since it was so big in my mouth. However, she will be home soon and I don't want to risk getting cut. Because if we get cut, I won't be able to give you any more fun, right? Once she's at work tomorrow, I'm expecting you to give me a thankful present in return. I can't wait for that. I don't need exercise after all. Glad you're feeling better now. Now get your trousers back up.